Okay, today's daf is Yoma Daf Hey. Last words on Dalet Amud Aleph. We just mentioned that there's a machloket between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan holds that anything written by the Miluim is absolutely ma'akev, is an essential part of the inauguration of the Mishkan and can't be omitted, not even b'di'evet. Whereas according to Rabbi Chanina, only parts of the Avodah that are ma'akev ledorot are ma'akev by the Miluim. That is that which is not absolutely necessary to do. But for future generations, is not me'akev by the miluim. My benayhu. And we ask the question, okay, what's the nafkamin between these two shitas? Amar Rav Yosef, smicha ikum benayhu leman damar kol katuv ben me'akev ben smicha me'akev leman damar devar she'en me'akev ledor en me'akev ben smicha lo me'akev. So first and foremost, you have the smicha, leaning on the animal, right? You put your weight upon the animal that you're about to sacrifice. Now, that's written by the inauguration, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's absolutely necessary. According to Rabbi Chanina, smicha is not a ma'akev part of the korban, it's only a lechatchila part of the korban for future generations, in which case, even by the inauguration, it must only be a lechatchila, but not b'di'evet. L'dor minalon dilo me'akva. Well, how do you know that it's not ma'akev for future generations? And then if you don't do the smicha by korban or the future generations, it's not a problem. Netanya v'samach v'nirza v'chi smicha mechaperet, right? As the bright to learn from the following, the pasuk says that you do the smicha, you lead it on the animal, and then it's going to be accepted. Right? And, you know, and we ask, wait a second, the smicha is what affects the effectiveness of the kapara received from the korban? Is that really true? V'halo in kapara el b'dam, sh'ne'mar ki yadam u'benefeshi chaper. Isn't the kapara, the atonement, affected through the blood of the korban? As it says that the blood should be with the atonement. Uma tamen lomar v'samach v'nirtze. In which case, what is the, what do we learn from this idea of v'samach v'nirtze, that leaning somehow affects the acceptance of this atonement? She'ima sal smicha shirei mitzvah, that if you go into the mitzvah of smicha with this approach, that's not so important. It's a side mitzvah. Ma'ale al avakatov ki idu lo kiper v'chiper. Right? Then in the eyes of this pasuk, what the pasuk is saying about you, even though you did get atonement because you did the blood, and that was what mattered at the end of the day, it's ki'ilu you didn't get atonement because you really didn't go about it properly. That seems to indicate that, you know, kiper, why did you get atonement? Because at the end of the day, yeah, it's not me'akev, but you didn't do it properly, and you know, God doesn't like that, right? So that's what's indicated from this pasuk, that ultimately it works if you didn't do smicha, but you didn't do it properly, in which case we can see from this braita that smicha is not me'akev. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Tenufa Ika Benayhu. Really, here's another nafkamina between them, which is the movement of the raising of the different parts of the animal, which is also done part of the korban, right? You slaughter it and you put it on the mizbeach, and you do the smicha on the animal, and then you lift different parts of it off the mizbeach. That's called the tenufa, right? It's part of the korban. It's not me'akev. L'man damar kol katuv behen me'akev behen me'akva. L'man damar devar she'en me'akev v'dor en me'akev behen lo me'akva. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who would say that anything written by the miluim must be me'akev, in which case the tenufa is me'akev. But according to the one who says that anything that is not going to be ma'akev in future generations by a korban is not ma'akev by the miluim. Okay, so the tenufa, which is not ma'akev for future generations, it's not ma'akev by the miluim. Vladorot minalan delo me'akva. And how do we know for future generations that tenufa is not absolutely necessary? The tenufa is not absolutely necessary. How do we know that in future generations you do a korban, you don't do the tenufa, that the korban still works? Titania, well, we learned it right. Utnufa lechaper, right? That the tnufa is how you get atonement. Tnufa mechaper, is that really true? The waving of these parts of the korban, that's how you get atonement. Velo in kapar el b'dam, isn't it blood how you get atonement? Shneimar ki adamu benefshi chaper. The blood is what ultimately affects the kapara. Matam lomar l'tnufa lechaper. In which case, what do we learn from the pasuk that seems to indicate that the waving of the different parts of the korban is how you get kapara? Shima sal tnufa shayre mitzvah malav akatov ki ilu lo kiper. It's in order to indicate to you that if you treated tenufa milchachila like a side mitzvah, it's not so important. So then, even though you do get kapara, because ultimately it's not me'akev, the pasuk kind of refers to you as someone who didn't really get kapara, right? Because you didn't do it properly. Meaning, it's not me'akev, but you didn't do it in the proper way. Rav Papa Amar Prisha Shiva Ikuminayhu. Really, separation for 7 days before the avoda is an afkamina between the shitas of what's ma'akiv, what's not ma'akiv. L'man damar kol ha'kadu b'hem ma'akiv b'hem ma'akva. The one who says that anything written by the miluim is ma'akiv, must be that the separating for 7 days is ma'akiv. L'man damar davar she'in ma'akiv l'dor in ma'akiv b'hem lo ma'akva. And the one who says that anything that's not ma'akiv, part of the avodah in future generations, is not ma'akiv by the miluim, says it's not ma'akiv l'dor manal d'lo ma'akva. I don't know in future generations that it's not ma'akiv to separate yourself for 7 days. V'dikatani matkinin v'lo katani mafrishin. Right, from the fact that our Mishnah says we prepare a second Kohen to replace the Kohen Gadol, but we don't say that we separate the second Kohen, that means we're entertaining the possibility that we have a Kohen Gadol who didn't separate himself for 7 days, and that's fine, because apparently that separation was only l'chachila and not b'di'evet. So this second Kohen is going to take the place of the first Kohen if the Kohen Gadol dies or becomes puzzle. Apparently he doesn't need separation for 7 days, so that can't be ma'akev. Ravina Amar, Ribui Shiva u'mishicha Shiva ikabinaihu. Here's another nafkamina between them, which is whether the Kohen Gadol needs to wear the begadim for 7 consecutive days before being inaugurated and be anointed with the oil for 7 consecutive days before being inaugurated. That's another nafkamina that exists between the two shitas. Right. So according to one who says that anything written by the miluim is going to be ma'akev ma'akva, so it must be ma'akev to have these 7 consecutive days with the begadim and with the anointing. But according to the one who says that things that are not ma'akev ledorot are not ma'akev by them, then this is apparently not ma'akev because for future generations it doesn't make the Kohen's avoda ineffectual if he doesn't have the Mashiach for 7 days or the Begadim on for 7 days upon his inauguration. How do we know that in future generations it's not going to be Ma'akev for the Kohen Gadol to have worn the Big Day Kahuna for 7 days and be anointed for 7 days in order to make his avoda work? Titania, what we learned in the Brayta, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimchach Oto V'Asher Yimale Et Yado L'Kohen Tachat Aviv. What we learned in the Brayta as follows, right? The Kohen who has been anointed inaugurated, and whose hands have been filled, he affects kapara, the Kohen Gadol, who is replacing his father. Matam lomar. So what exactly do we learn from this pasuk? L'vishenemar shivat yamim yilbisham haKohen tachtav mibinav. Because the pasuk elsewhere says that when a Kohen Gadol takes over for his father, he must wear the clothes for 7 days straight. I know that before a Kohen Gadol starts, he has to wear the clothes for 7 days, right? And that explains the pasuk that the Kohen Gadol affects the atonement once he has been wearing the begadim for 7 days. Nitraba shiva v'nimshach yom echad. Sorry, ainli ela nitraba shiva v'nimshach shiva. I only know that his avoda now works if he was wearing clothing for 7 days and anointed for 7 days. However, if he was wearing clothing for 7 days but only anointed for 1 day, or if he was wearing the clothing for 1 day and anointed for 7 days, minayin, how do I know that his avodah still works? Tamad lomar, asher yimshach oto v'asher yimaleh et yado. Well, from a different pasuk that says, who has been anointed and who has been wearing the clothing. Mikol makom. Meaning, if he ever put on the clothing and was ever anointed, then it still works. And it's lav davka, 7 days. Right? Meaning, ideally, you're supposed to do it for 7 days. However, if he's just been anointed already and has been wearing the clothing, his avodah still works. That's what we get from these three or four different psukim that we mentioned, right? That we have this ideal that the Kohen Gadol is, we have a reference to the fact that the Kohen Gadol, when doing the avoda, was wearing the begadim for 7 straight days and was anointed for 7 straight days. And we know that because there's an explicit pasuk that says that when a Kohen Gadol replaces his father, he wears the begadim for 7 straight days. However, we have another pasuk that indicates that that's actually not ma'akev, because as long as he wore the begadim at all and he that was anointed at all, his avoda is going to be effectual. Right? So from there we see that even though l'chachila he should have this 7 day period of anointing and wearing the begadim, it's not ma'akev. In which case, it is written by the miluim, which gets ma'akev according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, it's not ma'akev l'dor, so it's not ma'akev according to Rabbi Chanina. Eshkan ribo shiva l'chachila, mishicha shiva l'chachila minalan. You know, pay careful attention. We only mention a pasuk that says that l'chachila you have to be wearing the garments for 7 days. Meaning, we brought in a pasuk that referenced wearing the garments for 7 days. and being anointed for 7 days, but then we supported that with a pasuk that says the Kohen Gadol needs to wear the garment for 7 days. However, we never supported it with a pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol needs to be anointed for 7 days. How do we know that that's lechachila? You could answer the following. From the fact that the Torah needs to make a mute, needs to write a pasuk, to tell you that's not absolutely necessary, it's not me'akev that the Kohen Gadol be anointed for 7 days, well, that seems to indicate to you that l'chachila should be anointed for 7 days, right? V'bayit ema, damar kra. Alternatively, you could say from this, u'big day ha'kodesh asher la'aron yu'levana v'acharav le'mashcha v'hem le'male bam et yadam itgesh mashicha l'riboy ma'riboy shiva af mashicha shiva. Right, that there's a hekesh, a logically significant juxtaposition between the wearing of the clothing and the anointing, so just like the wearing of the clothing is l'chachila, so too the anointing is l'chachila for 7 days. My time demanda amar kol k'tuv ben ma'akev ben. What's the svara for the one who says that anything written by them is ma'akev? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bizna amar kra v'asita la'aron ulvanav kacha kacha ikuvahu. Right. So this is what you must do for Aaron and his children. This. Now, saying you must do this seems to indicate that this, that anything mentioned here is a must. Right. Is ma'akev. Tinach kol milta dechdiv b'ha'inyana milta delochdiv b'ha'inyana minalan. That makes sense. Assuming that it's written after the words kacha, meaning it said kacha, and then it listed all the things. However, if we're talking about a part of the avoda, if we're talking about part of the miluim that was listed elsewhere, in a different part of the chumash bichlal, not written by the kacha, how do you know that that's ma'akev as well? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, yalev petach petach, right? Because you can make a gzera shava between petach petach. So the two parashot that refer to the miluim of the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan, which is Parshat Tzav and Parshat Titzaveh, right? They both have this superfluous word of petach. From there we have gzeira shava, meaning that just like one is ma'akev, the other one is ma'akev, even though it doesn't write kacha by both of them. Rav Mishashi Amar, here's another answer. V'shemartim et mishmeret Hashem. Right, you have to guard Kadosh Baruch Hu's mishmar, right? So you have to protect what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to protect, yikuva. Now that is a lashon of ma'akev, that it's absolutely necessary. Rav Ashi Amar, Kichen Tzuveti. Rav Ashi says it's because of the word Kichen Tzuveti Ikuva. Right? That is that implies that it's absolutely necessary. Tanu Rabbanan. A braita regarding just that term of Kichen Tzuveti that we find it and similar terms to it by the Miluim several times. Kichen Tzuveti, right? That's one of them. Because this is what I was commanded. Kasher Tzuveti, as I had commanded, kasher tziva Hashem, as Hashem had commanded, right? What is the difference between these three terms? Kichen tziveti ba'aninut yochluhu. Kichen tziveti, I was commanded, this is what Moshe says to Aaron, in order to convince him that he's supposed to be eating the korbanot, even though he's an onen, right? Because even though Aaron lost his two sons by the inauguration of the Mishkan, his two of his four sons, Moshe needs to emphasize, I know you might think you're an onen, so you're pata for mitzvot because your sons just died and they haven't yet been buried, so maybe you shouldn't be eating the korban, but no, I was commanded that Yudavka should be. Kasher tziva Hashem, velo me'alai ani omer, right? And the second one is, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, I'm not saying this, it's not my own words. Sorry, skipped one. Kasher tziveti b'shat ma'aseh amar lehem, where he said, as I commanded. This is when he became frustrated with Aaron, because Aaron burnt the offering of the Rosh Chodesh rather than eating it in the state of aninut, and he said, "Why didn't you do what I was what I commanded?" That's what he told Aaron. He says, "Why didn't you do what I commanded? I commanded you to eat the Rosh Chodesh, this korban. Why did you burn it?" Kasher tziva Hashem v'lo me'alai enumer. And the following terminology of this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and I'm not saying it for myself. I didn't say it by myself. It turns out that Moshe was incorrect with his approach to the Chatat, in which case, when it came to eating the Shlomim in a state of Aninut, Moshe said that I was commanded by God. God commanded this, rather, not me. So you may be concerned, well, I was mistaken by the Chatat when I told you to eat the Chatat, as opposed to burning it, when really you were correct there that you shouldn't have eaten it. And so you may be concerned, well, maybe I'm wrong about you eating the shlomim as well, but instead of any note, but no, this is, I'm telling you directly, God said you have to eat the shlomim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Michnasayim, Ein Kedub Meparsha. Kshu Omer, Ze Hadavar Asher Taaseh Lahem, Lekadesh Otam Lechohen, Lechahen, Lahavi HaMichnasayim, Vasiri Taifo. The pants, the Kohen Gadol wearing the pants of the Kohen Gadol is not written explicitly by the Miluim. However, when the Pasuk says, Vize Hadavar, right, and this is the thing that you must do, so then it lists the parts of the Avoda, but it starts with V. It's strange to start with ze, right? Just say ze hadavar. These are the things that God commanded. Why is it ze, ze, and this? It's connecting this to something that had already been said previously, which should be seen as a necessary part of the avoda as well. What were those things that were said previously and not listed here, but should be seen as connected to what we were talking about? And these this statement is only adding on to them. That is the pants of the Kohen Gadol that he must be wearing, the special pants, and the Asirit Ha'ifah that he must bring. Bishlam and Nasayim Ktivi Be'inyan Divagadim Asirit Ha'ifah Minalan. Well, I understand, makes sense that the pants are considered added on here as we were speaking about them earlier by the Begadim. However, the Asirit Ha'ifah, or the tenth of the Eifah, where were we talking about it such that I'm now adding it on to with Vit? Atia Ze Ze. Really, we can get it from Xera Shava of Ze Ze. It says that this is the korban that the Kohen Gadol is going to bring, which is the Asiri Ta'ifa. And that's Gzera Shava from Ze Hadavar. So, Ve Ze is a reference to the Ve there is adding on to something we said previously, meaning the priestly garments to include the pants, which we're not mentioning here. That we get from the Vav. And what we get from the Ze is Gzera Shava of Ze Ze to the Asiri Ta'ifa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishum Min Yochai Minayin She'af Mikra Parsha Me'akev. How do we know that's absolutely necessary also to read the Parsha of the commandments in the time of the Avodah? Tamad Lomar Vayomar Moshe El Ha'idah Zeh Hadavar She'tziva Hashem Afilu Dibur Me'akev. So it's implied by Zeh Hadavar that this is the Davar. Davar is a reference to a Dibur, right? That you have to, it's not only about doing it, but you also need to include the Dibur. You need to include the place that it's written to do it. So you need to include reading the Parsha. Ketzad Hilbishan, how did Moshe go about dressing Aaron and his sons? Ketzad Hilbishan, Ma'adah V'Hava. Why do we need to know how he dressed? I mean, has a nafkamin for us? Well, we're just interested. This is a historical question for us. He dressed him how he dressed him. What does that have any relevance for us? Ella ketzad in malbishin latid lavo. No, rather our real question is, you know, our real question is how will he dress them in the future? Well, okay, that's also a strange question. Latid lavo nami l'kshevo Aaron uvanov Moshe mahem. Right? So, how will Aaron and his sons be dressed in the future? Well, when they come back, Moshe's also going to come back, and he'll tell us how to do it. I mean, it's a strange question. Ella ketzad lishan le mizbar krai. Our question is just in understanding the psukim. Because there seems to be a stira between the psukim, and we would like to resolve that stira. And so we need to know how Moshe went about actually dressing Aaron and his sons. Pligi ba b'nei Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Yochanan. And the children of Rabbi Chiya have a machlok with Rabbi Yochanan about how to understand two seemingly contradictory verses. Chanamar Aaron mechar kachbanav, chanamar Aaron banav b'vachad. So one says that first Aaron and then his children. And the other one says that Aaron and his children were dressed at the same time. Amar Rabbi. So first of all, everyone agrees that with regard to the ktonet, the cloak, and the mitznefet, the turban, everyone agrees that first Aaron was dressed and then his sons. Because both in the commandment and in the action, both in the commandments to dress and in the action to dress, it's listed that Aaron was first. Keep believing we get Avnet. Right? The machloket comes in with regard to the belt. Mandama Aaron bar chakach banav. The one who holds that first Aaron was dressed and then his children was dressed. Here's where you get it from. Because it's dichti v'yichgor oto be'avnet. Because it says that he dressed him in a belt. V'hadarkti v'yichgor otam be'avnet. Then only afterward it says that he dressed them with a belt. U'mandama Aaron v'anav b'varachad. But the one who says that Aaron and his children were dressed at the same time, dichti v'chagarta otam. Because it says that he, v'chagarta otam, he put the... He put the belt on them, right? So this is the machloket. This is the seeming steer between the psukim that we referred to, right? It's not a reference to. There's no problem with the ketonet and the misnefet. However, with regard to the belt, there seems to be a stira as to whether or not he dressed them all together or whether he dressed Aaron and then his children. So one who says Aaron and then his children, it's because it says that he put a belt on him and then he put the belt on them. However, the one who says that Aaron and his children were dressed at the same time is because he apparently put a belt on all of them according to the pasuk at once. L'manda amar Aaron uvanav b'varachad. The one who says that Aaron and his children were dressed at the same time. Hachdi v'chigur oto b'avnet. Isn't it written that he put a belt on him? In which case, how do you understand that Aaron was dressed before his sons? Or sorry, how would you understand that Aaron was dressed at the same time as his sons if there's explicit pasuk that says he put the belt on him? V'hadar k'tiv v'chigur otam avnet. And only afterward it says that he put a belt on them. Amar lecha hahu avnet shel kohen gadol lo zeh hu avnet shel kohen kehet hedyor. That's just to teach you that the belt of the Kohen Gadol is not the same as the belt of the Kohen Hedyot. It's not to tell you that they were dressed at different times, just to tell you that they were different avnit. L'manda Amar, Aaron v'charkach banav, the one who says that Aaron was dressed first and then his sons were dressed, v'achdi v'chagarta otam avnit. Doesn't it say that he put a belt on all of them, Aaron and his sons? Amar l'chal, no, he would say to you, ha'u kamash melan avnit shel Kohen Gadol, zeo avnit shel Kohen Hedyot. That's just to teach you that the belt of the Kohen Gadol is the same belt that's put on a normal coin. V'ichgor oto be'avnit v'ichgor otam. Lamali, why do I need then both of those pasuk? Of he put the belt on him and he put the belt on them. Shemamina Aaron acharkach banav, to tell you that first Aaron was put on and then his son's belt was put on, but the same belt. Ubvat achad mimishkachala. Well, here's a question: how exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu, one person, dress multiple people at one time? It's just a question of possibility here. Lo tricha de aktim. No. What we mean here is that, sure, Moshe put on Aaron's belt first, but he didn't dress Aaron completely first, right? What it means that he did it at the same time is he did belt, belt, other garments, right? As opposed to completely dressing Aaron and completely dressing the sons. That would be the shita of dressing them. That would be the shita of dressing them at the same time is to do 1-1-1-1, whereas opposed to the shita of dressing them one after the other is to say that Aaron was completely dressed and then the sons were completely dressed. No one holds that he could actually physically dress all of them at the exact same time. Okay, we'll stop here.